First, while the idea of raising kids on the farm might sound healthy and full of fresh air, a lot of farmers are realizing that caring for their children and taking care of their farm duties are two different full-time jobs. I want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Did you grow up on a farm? How did your parents manage? Are you a farmer now who has kids or considering kids? Is this an issue, childcare, that worries you? You can join us at 800-642-1234. Danielle Berteau is a journalist based in New York. Her work on science, technology, and food has appeared in the New York Times, Entrepreneur, and elsewhere. Danielle, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, as you write, a lot of people have concerns with childcare, especially affordable childcare. Can you talk about some of the specific challenges that farm families are finding these days?
Sure. There's a lot. One probably is the most obvious thing is that working in and living in a rural community, there are often just not a lot of options for any type of care at all, not just what we would consider a gold standard of care. So that's one thing. Another is, of course, that farmers have schedules that don't really conform to what we think of a typical sort of 9-to-5 job or school season schedule. So right now, for example, I'm sure many of your listeners are extremely busy with summer season, and they are going to be working really long days and need more care in the summer than they might need in the winter. And those are two things that came up a lot when I was talking to farmers about this issue.
And a lot of people might have that sort of idyllic, back in the day, everybody on the farm with the extended family. There might have been different alternatives for childcare in the old days, whatever they were, than there are now.
Sure. Although, let's not romanticize that too much.
Sure.
But sure, I mean, and today, so we're looking at people who maybe they're starting farms in communities where they don't have a family and friend network, at least initially. Maybe they're in a situation where they are continuing with the family farm tradition, but a lot of the family members have off-farm jobs, which just for economic survival these days is really common. And so they don't have the extended family member group who is actually available to take care of the kids. And so we're just looking at that big shift, but these ideas about sort of how do you treat childcare when you're in an agricultural community haven't changed to adapt to that.
And you, as part of this story, you interviewed farm families in Wisconsin and elsewhere around the country. And I've been saying farm families, but you found this really, really falls to a huge extent on the moms.
Sure. And my initial research into this story was not focused just on female farmers. But that was what I found again and again. And I spoke to many more people than actually I ended up quoting in the piece just first because of space issues. Along with, I think similarly to other families in the country, is that women do end up spending more of their time on average, looking after their children. And that is definitely what I heard from these female farmers, is that this expectation is that they're going to do and also continue farming at the same time. And for some of them, it wasn't until they were actually trying to do that that they found out that it was really, really difficult.
What kind of solutions, ad hoc solutions, did you find families, moms in particular, coming up with?
There have just been, I've heard since this piece was published, from a lot more people, and some of them had these really, really interesting solutions. One was talking about building a little child pen in one of their barns, I believe. Another, was talking about how one of their children, when they were toddlers, really didn't like grass. And so she would put a blanket outside, and he would stay on the blanket. And that was sort of a, invisible fence, as it were, for that particular child. And in the story, I mentioned, families who figure out a barter system where it's sort of like they're getting a CSA share for taking care of a farmer's kids for X amount of hours a week. And just trying to figure out, people on Facebook's, groups saying, hey, I need some child care for a few hours tomorrow. Is anybody available? And so really just trying to deal with it as it comes.
I want to bring on a caller now. Jackie is with us in Hillsboro. Jackie, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
What did you want to tell us about, Jackie?
I farm with my family in Hillsboro, and we milk 820 cows. between my sister and I, we have six kids, ages 11 and under, and they're on the farm with us every single day. And our farm, it's like they say it takes a village to raise children. Well, it takes an entire farm to raise these kids, because everyone is well aware that there's kids running around. They're very conscious when they're driving things. When, you know, I had a guy have to stop from pushing up feed this morning because I had the stroller parked in the feed alley. So he stops, moves the stroller so he can push up feed. Everyone is very aware. Kids that are raised on the farm come with a very strong work ethic. And while it is a challenge on a daily basis to get your work done, I think it's very important that your kids see you working to feed the world with what you do. And I really wouldn't trade it.
Jackie, thanks a lot for the call. So she likes this, but it sounds like a lot of work and multiple people involved, Danielle.
Sure. And I think one of the things I tried to do in the piece was present a variety of situations. So we had some larger production farms and we had somebody who was homesteading. And people, and I totally understand this, they want to have their kids outside with them and learning about farming. And, you know, I think that's really great and admirable. I think that having more some choice, however, and some flexibility about childcare is something a lot of farming families would really appreciate, which would mean that maybe, you know, the kids aren't with you all the time, but they're with you sometimes, because you have somewhere else to take them where they're getting some sort of stimulation, you know, stimulating environment. They're there for a few hours a week. I don't think this is a sort of all or nothing decision. But that's what's sort of lacking, right? There's a lack of choice about, you know, what do you do with these kids? Do you have that flexibility?
And briefly, Danielle, this is an issue. We've talked to people about a lack of younger farmers, people not being there to take over farms as farmers retire. Is this one of the stumbling blocks for a lot of people?
That's what I'm hearing. And definitely, you know, I think it's sort of interesting we have this conversation, you know, not just with agricultural communities, but, you know, there are these, there was a study that actually the New York Times did in response to sort of lowering birth rates. And the first thing that came up for respondents of families who had already had children on why they weren't going to have more children, the first thing was daycare. The first thing was childcare. It was 64% said that the expense of childcare was keeping them from having more kids. You couple that with the uncertain economics of farming, especially for newer farmers who are starting out and, you know, they're trying to get their operation growing. They're trying to grow their business to where they want it. I mean, that's hard, right? That's really hard and often in financially unstable thing to do. So that's an extra burden for them.
Well, Danielle, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Danielle Berteau is a journalist based in New York. We've been talking about her reporting on the challenges facing farm families and not having access to a lot of childcare help.